When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Once again, your song today from 1983, Jeopardy by the Greg Kinn Band, 464-5685. By the way, Greg Kinn passed away 8 days ago, August 13th at age 75. So a little late tribute for Greg Kinn, but there's Jeopardy by Greg Kinn Band.
Also sang the breakup song, which is They Don't Ride Them Like That Anymore. Is that what? How's that song go? Anyway, the breakup song was big. That was I got to give that a 10 because he died. I'd give it a high score anyway, probably in the nines. But yeah, Bill, you don't have to play that game if you don't want to. Usually what I would do is give a guy a 10 if he just died.
it's a tribute to know.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Greg Kinn. Yeah. Greg Kinn also wrote horror novels, which is interesting.
Oh, what a guy.
Yeah, he was very talented. Alzheimer's got him. Alzheimer's.
Age 75.
75. Lived a great life. San Francisco. He was born in Baltimore. Came up in the San Francisco area. Thank you, Jake. That was great. Great.
It's a little late.
Great part of your upbringing, right?
Yes. Yes. I mean, there's a little bit of a funk sound to it.
It did.
I kind of like that. I kind of enjoyed that. 10, obviously. If not, it'd probably be like a 7-9.
It's still a good score.
Solid score. Yes. Ben was enjoying it. I'm gonna say he's about like me, a 7-2. He's a 7.
Higher.
Go 8-1.
Okay.
Higher.
10. Walk up song. Is that because he passed away, Ben, or not?
No, Ben
likes that song.
That's a 10.
Ben went with a 10 with the Greg
Jeopardy.
On Jeopardy.
I am not pushing back. Ben has an affinity for that song.
Yes. Apparently so.
I'm a little taken back. Ben went with a 10.
I'm not sure that song's a 10. I run back the high grade.
That song's a 10
We're encouraging Ben, okay?
Yeah, we are.
We don't discourage scores.
Well, one thing Ben's done is he's broken out of his shell now. This is a different Ben, and this isn't 2 months ago, Ben.
No.
Everything's different now. A lot of takes on
ten.
A lot of things.
All takes.
10. It does have a great sound. And you made a good observation on the funk thing.
Yeah.
I didn't notice the funk thing until it was the other night when he died. I started listening to some of the songs, and there is a funk element that I didn't really think about. He's funky. He was funky. I mean,
absolutely.
he had some of that. Ben likes it. Obviously.
Ben likes it.
Ben
yeah.
hammered a 10 out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, hammered a 10.
Some readies. Now, keep in mind.
And not a gift 10.
No. See, keep in mind, he passed away. So these are some non-10s on the board here for Song of the Day.
Okay.
Yeah. Man has passed away.
All right.
Triple H is dead at 5. Bill and Bennett, 4.2.
The man just died.
Husker, have some respect. Husker Mike in Waterloo, 7.5. Yeah. Ryan in California, 1.4. Sure. Ryan, a man is dead.
And he's from California.
He's from California.
Kyle and Hooper, 7.9. It's respectable. Jennifer, 7. Hubby, 7.
Guys, solid. Same. Things are working out together. They're back together. Thank you guys for working that out. I know that things
There's
are
harmony
rocking.
In the household.
Harmony in the house, but they were up and down now.
Joe in Boulder says, normally, 8.5. But 10, RIP.
Joe's very
That's
reasonable.
How you do this, Joe.
Yes. Yes.
Joe, thank you, Joe.
Joe has given Jake a lot of golf balls.
He has.
And he's a very reasonable sort.
Yes. He's coming back for the Colorado game, by the way. And he's got stuff for all of us,
please,
apparently.
Please stop.
I've got a tease.
Hey, you want to meet Joe. Yeah.
He's bringing stuff for all three of us. I think maybe Ben also. All four of us, potentially.
Keep Ben in mind.
Kiffin in Columbus, 6.8. Matt, 8.7. Believer, 5. A bland song. There's some funk in there, Believer. Mm. Bug Eater, Trash, 3.
Okay. Come on.
Trash.
Jake, say it. Respect, please.
A man died. Respect, please. Bug Eater. Downtown Scott, 4.5. He says that's pretty lethargic. It's a moving song.
It's not lethargic. It was a huge hit. Lethargic. You would say that was a huge monster. God.
Look at this one. Lyle in Omaha.
Lyle.
Yeah. The best name, Lyle. You wish your name was Lyle.
I absolutely wish.
7.1.
Thank you, Lyle.
It's a good score from Lyle because Lyle gets it.
Yeah.
Lyle gets it.
Sean DeWitt, a 10.
Rod, Lyle gets it.
Rod, a 10.
What is that?
Thank
Lyle
you.
Lyle gets it.
He gets it. So there we go. There's your Radio Sound song of the day. It's time for the mailbag here on this fine Wednesday. Here we go. The mailbag, of course, is sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. What will not happen when you go there, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Yeah, if you don't want I've been hacked, it's not something you want to hear. It won't happen with Applied Connective Technologies. All 93 counties, 99% retention rate, managed IT and cybersecurity, phone systems, physical security, infrastructure, audio, video, and more at Applied Connective Technologies.
The part that stands out to me is having those video cameras. That solves a lot. I watch some crime shows, and a lot of times they're like, hey, scrub the cameras, and then we want to look, see what happened out there. So that's a chance to be able to get have someone on film. Yeah, that's a big deal.
Yeah, have them outside your house for sure.
Yeah, it's nice to know have that stuff around. I'm afraid to have cameras at our house. I'm afraid I'm going to see scary stuff out there. All of a sudden, somebody in a mask or something.
That's what they're for.
I know, it freaked me out, though.
Yeah, there was a man that got up on a ladder at our house over by Wayuka and looked into the camera.
Did he?
The man looked into the camera. Yeah, it was creepy as hell, but it's also stupid. I mean, what are you doing?
Yeah, we got him arrested. You know why? Applied Connect, that's why.
Yeah.
And
they probably tracked him down.
99.9% renewal rate. 99.9% renewal rate. That means they're doing their job.
Yep.
AppliedConnective.com. Check it out today. To the mailbag, Michael in Hawaii says, Aloha.
Aloha.
He says, Kirk Cousins' birthday playlist was played at the Falcons practice this week. It included the likes of Blink-182, Yellow Card, and Fall Out Boy, to name a few. My initial reaction was, oh, wow, old man Cousins and I like the similar music. Then it dawned on me that we're about the same age. Was there a moment or moments that your age has hit you?
Yes.
The exact moment.
Was there an exact moment?
I don't have one at all. It's like one day I just came home and it's like, okay, I'm this.
But once you say, no, I don't know. You've held up better than I have. It's been in the last year and a half or so that I realized, oh, God, I've aged up. Well, Barney, when Barney Cotton was in the studio, we had that lull period of our interview. It was off air, obviously. But Barney looked at me and said the words, you got old.
So that would be the one
Thanks,
time.
Barney.
Yeah, and that's coming from a guy that had a heart transplant.
Yeah, heart transplant,
yeah.
I think probably my only thing is just that literally about 8:20, I look at my wife like, what do you think? Shut her down for the night? We good?
8:20. Yeah.
About 8:20, I'm like,
big yawn.
I'd like to wind this baby down. And, that's me now. Yeah, there's.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When it gets to 9:15, I look at it like, what are we doing? At 9:15, I'm like, what are we doing?
Shut this down.
Yeah,
you should have had dinner earlier. People make fun of the early dinner when you're older.
Me, my wife's like, this. Hey, Rick. She'll like,
5:15?
Hey, yeah, exactly. Hey, supper's ready. I'm like, it's 4:30. She's like, it's fine.
I'm ready to eat.
The Bluebird special. Okay. Absolutely.
Jake, you're a long way away from this.
Okay, but I have one, though. Okay. When I found that Ben was born in 2004.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. That puts some age in me. I'm 33. I was born in 91.
Okay. And the fact that does.
I was born in 04. What?
Yeah.
I was 13. I was almost in high school.
Yeah.
So that's this guy behind me. Young
that'll
Ben.
Catch you.
We were born in the mid 80s. The mid 80s.
No, you weren't.
No, we weren't.
No, you sure weren't.
We graduated.
No, we weren't. We graduated.
You were born in the 60s, my friend. Nice try.
Better times.
Better times.
I'm addled. See, I'm addled. That's what happens when you get older. You're addled. I'm addled. Chris Bassinet used to always say, Sipple, you're addled. I'm addled.
Joel on the mailbag says, the Chargers have released Max Duggan. Is Jim Harbaugh still salty about the playoff loss to TCU?
That's why he did it. Max, I know you're 11 for 12 in two TDs like that, but you know what? That whole thing, no way, man. No chance.
Okay, Bill, I remember, Max.
I'd like to hear from the football coach here. I'm a little surprised. So Duggan can't play in the NFL?
Well,
what'd you think of it?
You never know. People move around, travel around. The fit may not be just right. Well, who knows? He would still be on. He's young, so he's a rookie contract. So it's not like he's, oh, man, he's got to go. The cap is killing
not a
us.
No-brainer, no. Though, is what
not,
you're.
Not. It would not be a no-brainer. No.
Hmm.
When was he drafted?
I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. Yeah. I just thought he was a pretty good quarterback.
Well,
he
got to be so good.
But if you think of how many great
Johnny Manziel.
Just take. You ever seen the leading passer in the history of Ohio State and what he won? And JT Barrett was ridiculous.
Really good.
Calm. I mean, he was an incredible quarterback.
He was good.
He stuck for about a year, I think, on the practice squad or two with the Saints, and that's it. And so,
good point.
I mean, his winning percentage is like 95%. That's what he won of his games, 95%.
Yep.
And he's not in the league.
Good answer.
Joel also asked this. He says, what is the most unique restaurant that you have been to in Nebraska?
Well, that's a real hard one. You, Bill, help.
In Nebraska. Okay, got to do some thinking on this.
He gives some options. He's like, Ole's in Paxton, Bob's in Martinsburg, the Alpine Inn. Is that one in Omaha? There's one in Hill City, South Dakota. I don't know if there's an Omaha Alpine Inn, but that's his options he has to get you started there.
God, I mean, come on. Is there any place in Omaha I've been?
Well, I'm just trying to run through some things in my head that really fire me up.
The most unique restaurant you have been to in Nebraska.
It's a hard one because unique is a subjective thing. It is.
It would be unique to you, yes.
Yeah. But what I'm suggesting is what's unique to me might not be unique to you, right?
It could be a chain restaurant for you, Sip. You never know.
Well, I mean, that's where I eat generally. I don't know. I don't have one off the top of my head, Bill. I hope you do. Jake, I hope you do. Please. I don't have anything off the top.
No, I really don't have it off the top of my head.
Unique.
Well, there's
Tico's?
I went to one yesterday.
Yesterday.
Sorry.
Jake, well, I did it
last week. Okay. Last week. Yeah. There's a new place at the old Pepper Jacks at 27th in Pine Lake. It's like, it's Caribbean food.
Oh, that's unique.
It's like Ulta's Caribbean food. It's really good. Really good. I've never seen like Caribbean food in this area.
That's one right there.
So that's pretty unique in Lincoln.
That's
not a
good
chain place. It's their own thing. So
good answer.
I think just south.
Good answer.
I'm going to be upset because what's going to happen is it's going to be like next segment's going to be, this would be the one that would stand out.
Answer it then.
Something's going to come out in a different.
Just answer it then, Bill.
Yeah, I'll need a little bit of time on that one. Thank you.
Last one from a different Michael. This is not Michael in Hawaii. A different Michael says, good morning, guys. I have vivid memories of sitting on my dad's lap drinking RC Cola and watching China Beach in the late 80s with him. Is there a specific show or activity you distinctly remember doing with your dads when you were young? Mike in Lindsberg, Kansas asks that.
If it was a show, Kojak. I mean, that was like we would watch Kojak. Yeah, it was he was a investigator, a bald investigator.
Boy, didn't he have a sucker?
Mm-hmm. And he wore trench coats.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Yeah, incredible. Yeah. But also, I would just say the memory I have is a lot of playing catch.
Yes.
With baseball catch. Mainly, there's a lot of memories. We used to go out in the backyard, and we'd play football with my brothers and my dad.
Marty.
Yeah. We would run routes. I would run routes. They would try to cover me. Nobody could cover me, obviously.
Slot receiver.
I thought myself as a bigger receiver.
Did you? I see it as like a Wes Welker.
Yeah. Just a lot. That sort of stuff. Like you probably did with your dad. And you probably did with your just stuff like that. But my mom worked, so it was my dad would make TV dinners, and we'd, do dude stuff,
Yeah, mine would have been fishing.
Fishing. See, we didn't fish.
We fished. That was is constant. It was just once like March hit until like it was fishing. We went fishing nonstop. Wherever we're at, it was nonstop fishing, and I'd be fired up. There'd be times I remember like on it'd be in the summer, it'd be like or sometime where it was fishing time like that. Sometimes my dad would take a nap, and I would just sit in the living room and stare at him while he was taking a little nap, waiting for him to wake up. As soon as he woke up, I'm like, are we going? Are we going or not? And he'd be like, yeah. He'd be like, yeah, get this. And he'd always be like, get the stuff. And I'd be like in third grade. Like, yeah, get the stuff in the car. I'd just be waiting for him. I'd take a little nap, wake up. I'd be like, are we going or not? And just, boom, couldn't wait
to
go.
That's a beautiful story.
Fishing was it, yes.
I'd say golf, but there's one specific time that was bad. I was throwing pitches, pitching in the backyard.
Yeah.
Fifth grade or so. He was sitting on a bucket, to try to be the catcher.
Okay.
I went a little low that bounced and hit him in the where.
Oh,
and
is that
he was he had to crawl back to the house. I felt so bad. He was literally crawling back to the house.
You hit one in the dirt?
Yeah. I hit him in a bad area.
Right.
The area.
One hopped it.
Someone came by, is he okay? I'm like, he will be. He's fine right now. It's my fault. I did that. That was my bad.
One hopped it in the dirt.
But it's because he was playing the catcher role,
He's trying to help.
Yeah, he's sitting on the bucket.
He's sitting on the bucket.
I hit a bad spot there.
Interesting. Whoops. We weren't expecting that one. That was good.
That was good. I didn't see that one coming. Man. Had nothing to do with your dad's lower body injury. Didn't know that was the thing we were going to go with.
That was a memory there. It was a bad. Okay. It was my fault.
I'm taken back.
Are you verklempt?
Never know what you're going to get here. Yeah.
That is the mailbag, sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technology. Yeah. Go to AppliedConnective.com today.
I don't know what to say.
Hour two, some special teams talk next, an early break on the ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.